Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The repairman takes it upon himself to load your dishwasher. The neighbor who leaves notes under your windshield wiper. Random gifts being left at your doorstep. Swipe right or call the police. EXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy help you decide with creepy...
Relax, I just want to take some pictures.
...or cute. Aww. On 98BXY.
I don't know how many times we have come across a story like this where a delivery driver or an Uber driver uses their job to their advantage...
It's a lot.
...to try and get into some customer's pants. Stop doing this. It works literally 0%. Of the time. Unless you're Dwayne The Rock Johnson, then it might work.
Are you speaking of experience? Because I know you used to drive Uber in LA.
What? Am I speaking from experience?
Yeah. Did you ever pull this move, maybe?
No, I never attempted to do it. I had a female Uber driver who did it to me.
So classic. Beyond classic.
It worked. We dated for a year.
I had a
female Uber driver pick me up one day, and then she chatted me after I left, and it worked. Yeah, that lasted a little while. It's PXY Mornings with me, Moose and Breezy. Let's get to Janae's message.
What's up, Janae?
Also, considering we are doing a creepy or cute this morning, I will just go ahead and add in that I lost my virginity to a girl named Janae when I was 18. Okay, Janae writes, Moose and Breezy, I ordered food from a delivery service. And I frequent the app a lot, considering I don't spend much time cooking. Well, that holds to be true for a lot of us.
Sure.
Last week, I had dinner dropped off to my apartment in Fairport, and the guy who was dropping it off has done past deliveries for me. And every time, he makes a mention when I see him not to tip him. His tip is that he gets to see my pretty face on occasion, he says. He was trying to be sweet. I get it. Then, about an hour later, I start getting random text messages. And the text reads, hello. It just said hello. She replies with, who is this? And then he writes, a big fan, winky face. So he replied with, a big fan. And then he says, a minute later, I'm the guy who delivered your food. And I replied with, okay. And then this random delivery driver goes, did you enjoy your food? And she's like, okay, this is not happening.
Yeah, no.
Janae writes, I don't appreciate you using my phone number to chat me up on the side, considering that's not what the number is to be used for with these delivery apps. He then goes, well, if you have a boyfriend, just tell me. I'm not trying to make any problems for you.
Oh.
And Janae writes, that's besides the point. Whether I do or not, this seems inappropriate. He then responds with, I think you're cranky that your meal didn't come with dessert. Wink face.
Why is this literally you? This is, you would do something
I would
like
never,
this.
No. Listen, I know when I'm trying to be funny and when something's creepy. Trust me. He goes, please forgive me if I offended you. I will see you next time when I get your meal. Here's the best part, people. 45 minutes go by. There's a knock on Janae's door. She looks through the little peephole. It's another food delivery service. Janae answered the door, and it's a guy dropping off ice cream. She goes, I didn't order this. I was so confused. Anyways, there was a note in the bag that said, from your fan, wink face, enjoy the dessert. Moose and Breezy, does this warrant a call to the police? We're doing creepy or cute.
I mean, listen, nobody loves a stalker, but if you're going to bring me food, I let things slide, you know?
Yeah, I don't think a majority of people would agree with you on that. People have to stop doing this. I think one of the first creepy or cutes we ever did was my buddy's younger brother. Mm-hmm. Works at a pizza joint in Greece.
Yeah.
Cute girl comes in to pick up her order. He takes the girl's phone number because it's already in the system.
Right.
Decides he's going to use it to his personal use to send her a text 10 minutes later after she leaves and ask her out.
Yes.
Lost his job over that.
He did.
Guys, please stop doing this. As cute as it may sound in your head, I promise you, the chances of it panning out are slim to none. The odds are just, you're not going to like the odds.
Right.
Not going to like the odds.
I mean, I think I'm a big intent girly. Like, I think the intent was there of him being cute and sweet and nice. But some guys, some people, and that's not just a gender thing, can't take hints or social cues.
Well, it's just people are not aware. They have zero self-awareness.
Zero self-awareness, zero social awareness. It's a lot. It's a lot. Am I going cute? Of course I am. Of course I am.
Love your optimism. I love your confidence that it's at a 10, but you're doing it all wrong.
No.
You're scaring women.
And you know what? The reason I'm going cute on this is because of your story and your story alone. You found the love of your life for that moment.
No, I didn't.
You did.
Okay. So you're actually going cute on this. We're not talking about a story that happened to me years ago. We're talking about this particular instance with Jay.
I know, but it's all the same.
How?
Give him a chance.
What?
He's sending her food for free.
All right. Well, I want to hear from everyone else. 585-252-9800 if you think this is creepy or cute. Janae gets she gets food delivered, dropped off to her by a food delivery guy. She's seen him before. Mm-hmm. And then he uses her number to text her and start talking her up, asking her out. She's like, I'm not really having this. And he's like, are you cranky because your meal didn't come with dessert? And then 45 minutes later, he sends her.
Cue the dessert.
Dessert.
Enter stage left dessert.
Little note in there that says, enjoy your dessert. Little winky face.
I love it.
But the thing that's creepy to me about this is he replies with, I'm a big fan. And that's how he signed off on the note too. I'm a big fan.
Maybe she has a following or something. Maybe she's an influencer. Huge fan. Big fan. Love it. Mm. I love it. Polls up right now. Go vote for yourself.
Yeah. Hard to believe. I'm going creepy on this one today. Now, believe it or not, we do have people saying that this is cute. I do not find this cute. Breezy, you find it cute because he sent free ice cream. So what?
Yeah.
Now, listen, everyone has the right to shoot their shot. I agree with that. But this delivery guy was not being creative. Well,
he was definitely being creative.
He was creative sending the ice cream. But, just taking her number and using it to his advantage.
He played the long game. And I respect it.
So, what's your take on this?
I think it's cute because I love free food.
Yep.
And we've talked about this before. And the thing about it is, the pizza guy who took the girl's number, worked at a pizza shop, got fired immediately, this, that, and the third. That was all kind of pretty standard because he worked for someone. This DoorDash driver doesn't work for anyone. And he kind of works for himself. He can kind of make his own rules.
To an extent, he works for himself, but he's still under the company.
Yes. And listen, he's not breaking into her house or anything.
Well, he does know where she lives. He knows where she lives, and now he's sending her acts of service, gifts.
Maybe he knew that was her love language.
Elizabeth is texting in, no, absolutely creepy. No normal delivery driver would just take your number and start messaging you to flirt. That's creepy. Now, listen, ladies, let's turn this around a little bit. I mean, if this dude looked like Channing Tatum, would you have a problem with it? I don't think some would.
Exactly.
I don't think some would.
Exactly.
I'm trying to go on a different angle on this one.
Because I think that might be the case. I think some women be like, do you want to come in and eat this ice cream off of me?
Literally. This person said, a girl shouldn't have to worry about this guy having her number and her address. It doesn't sound like he's someone who just, who gets rejected and gives up. Call the cops. A lot seems to be cute before they're dangerous. At least, if anything else, he will get the point that you're not interested.
And that's what's scary. Is some of these guys, when you do try to be straightforward with them, mm-hmm. their ego is crushed.
Yeah.
And they lash out.
Yeah. That's the only problem.
Oh, and then their response is, oh, you're so stuck up. Because you're not into me, you're stuck up.
You were ugly anyways.
Yeah.
Like, know, you literally just fawned over me for 3 days straight. But, okay.
I know. Such weak men.
We have a poll up, though.
Yeah, you can go to our Instagram at 98PXY Rochester. I think we already know what side of the poll it's leaning towards today. Do we not? Do we not?
I mean, we might.
All right, let's do it. Let's go to it.
90% of people voting say...
Come on, just, you know what it is.
Creepy.
It's 100% creepy.
No, it's 90% creepy. Because I voted.
90% creepy. So, like, two people out of the 300 were saying that it's cute, including you.
Me on both of my accounts.
98PXY.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.